President Bush weighed in today on the now famous PDB, or President's Daily Brief, of August 6, 2001. The White House publicly released that top-secret memo last night after fighting for 2 years to keep it classified. The document shows that President Bush was warned a month before September 11th that terrorists might be preparing a hijacking inside the U.S. But the White House maintains the memo did not give any specifics that might have helped prevent 9/11. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The unspoken question hovering over the August 6th memo is, what if? What if the FBI and CIA had done a better job connecting the dots? What if the president had been sufficiently alarmed to cut short his summer vacation, return to Washington, and really focus on fighting al-Qaeda? Today at Fort Hood, Texas, where he was attending Easter services with U.S. troops, President Bush said that at the time he was satisfied that matters were being looked into.
Had I known there was going to be an attack on America, I would have moved mountains to stop the attack. I've done everything I can. My job is to protect the American people. And I asked the intelligence agency to analyze the data to tell me whether or not we faced a threat internally like they thought we had faced a threat in other parts of the world. That's what the PDB request was. And had there been actionable intelligence, we'd have moved on it.
Critics say the memo was sufficiently ominous that it should have prodded the president and his advisors into action. Rand Beers advised President Bush on counterterrorism until he quit to become foreign policy advisor to John Kerry's presidential campaign. Today, Beers told ABC News that the title alone should have rung warning bells.
That document was intended to tell the President of the United States that there was a serious problem. The title, Osama bin Laden determined to attack the U.S., was not a lightly chosen title.
Senator Bill Nelson, a Florida Democrat, is even sharper in his critique of the administration. He told CNN that after seeing the memo, the White House should have asked a lot more questions.
If you are having a brief that is entitled, Bin Laden Determined to Strike in the U.S., and then it lays out specific things that al-Qaeda is in the U.S., that they are talking about hijacking airplanes, you would think that that would raise enough caution flags that you would haul in the FBI.
According to a Newsweek poll released yesterday, 6 out of 10 Americans say the Bush administration underestimated the threat of terrorism prior to September 11th. But the poll also finds that a majority, 52%, say a lack of good intelligence from the CIA and FBI is primarily to blame for the failure to anticipate the attacks. That thought has also occurred to Slade Gorton, the former senator from Washington State who's one of 5 Republicans on the 9/11 commission investigating the attacks. Gorton says he's fascinated by one detail of the August memo, the fact that the FBI had 70 investigations underway relating to bin Laden. Gorton told Fox News today that the FBI's role also came up in testimony from former President Bill Clinton.
The greatest surprise to me was that President Clinton said how limited the White House is in dealing with the FBI. You know, after all of the scandals of J. Edgar Hoover and some of the Nixon years, the White House has felt that it couldn't give direct directions to the FBI. And I think that was a great inhibiting factor. And it's the reason I'm so interested in these so-called 70 field investigations.
The FBI will come under further scrutiny later this week when former and current heads of the Bureau testify before the 9/11 panel. It was in large part the dogged efforts of 9/11 commissioners that led to the August 6th memo being declassified. Now it looks like the FBI's turn in the hot seat. Commissioner Gorton said today, "It seems to me the FBI has more questions to answer than anyone who's testified before us so far." Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.